Master planning began earlier in the fall after the strategic planning process concluded. The board hired a consultant to help define what information is needed to proceed with future facilities planning. Superintendent Emmer Conley says the district and their partners have been collecting data for 5 years, and they mostly have what they need to move ahead.
Nick Salmon, who's with the master planning process that was a consultant that the board approved, he was able to then gather all of the information, and we've had all the information within our office. It's a lot of it's been on our website. It's been out in the public, and I really appreciated his report that it confirms, first of all, that we've done our homework. So when we start the actual master planning process, a lot of the work that we had done, 5 years prior, we didn't have the information. And so now we do. We have the analysis of each building. We have the transportation. We've been working very closely with our community partners with both the county and the city. And so when we come to the table to be able to say, now what's next to address our facility issues, that information is going to be there.
Even if the projections show little or no growth, Conley says there are still program needs which are not being met. She says the all-day, four-year-old preschool program is showing great success and should be offered in all the elementary schools.
Actually, that's why it's on the agenda. So the board's going to be able to have a discussion of now what. Are we ready to do a request for product for a master planner to help us begin that process? And so that's the discussion that we're going to have collaboratively. So with that, I would say that we still are in a discussion area around facilities, right? We have modulars. And as we look at the second agenda item, which is around the fiscal year 19 budget, and so regardless of, maybe if enrollment is flat over the next 3 years, we still have programmatic facility demands that aren't being met. And that's really where the board is having, first of all, to communicate to the public. We're continuing to have modulars, and there is a large portion of especially parents that have students that are in those modulars concerned about the safety of them.
Site evaluations have been done in each of the schools, and Conley says that all programs are not necessarily offered in all the elementary schools.
You look at McPolin, and we have a significant amount of students that qualify for free and reduced lunch, but also which makes it a school-wide Title I school. So when you look at the actual programs that are needed that are different, there are differences. So that is why we piloted the all-day four-year-old program at McPolin. And again, I cannot express, you look at our data of the results that we're getting from our students, and it really is making a tremendous difference. So in our mind, if it's working for them, it's going to work for all kids even better.
Budget discussions are also on the agenda. Last year, the district hired close to 40 new teachers and staff, but Conley says there's a broader conversation that they need to have for retaining teachers long term.
Oftentimes, staff helps, right? It helps solve problems. But the other thing that where we are is being able to provide structure and capacity within our current staff. And so we're looking at bigger issues around how do we provide more time for our staff to plan, prepare, collaborate. And those aren't necessarily, those aren't adding teachers. That's adding maybe days to the contract or hours onto their contract afterwards. We're also looking at how do we really focus on the board's values around recruitment and retention. And retention, you look at the nationwide results and, teachers get into education and then they're leaving 3 to 5 years. So what can we do as an organization to ensure that we're providing the mentoring, the support for our new teachers so they don't leave our community, but leave education completely.
The school board meets Tuesday at 9 a.m. at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.